Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Shofar, and we're nice by hearing it, the Shmai, they call Shofar, the Yid has an ear. incarnation of Hashem means that they have the space in Malach Shemayim as a place for a person. I went to a Levaya a few weeks ago. I went to a Shiva house, and a Bachar in Yeshiva's brother was next to an overdose. And this Bachar had been rejected from all different places. He was in the tzius of somebody who felt like there was no space for him here. Like there was no space. There's no, and that's a shender b'chazon. It's a lie. There's a tremendous space for every yid. And be'emes, be'emes, there's an R, there's a light. Our children have all gone back to schools now. We just started up our yeshivas, our Beis Yaakovs. It's not like the Shema Yechinuch to make sure every kid knows it's emes. It's truth. Every single kid, every single boy and girl in our people, every single man and woman in our people, at all ages, from the elderly to the young, me included and you included, our neshama, our kiddush shamayim is wanted by Hashem. We're asked to be part of the Hashem. And we're starting to make sleepless begin now. Beautiful, beautiful days. Where he is reminded, reminds himself, the Yid plugs in that his avodah counts, he has a light, a unique light that's uniquely his. And he reminds himself that Hashem is interested in me, he's interested in you. The Balat Tanya, which has become the rallying cry of our people. The rallying cry of our people, HaMelech Basad Devayahu. That's like the whole Shmuz, HaMelech Basad Devayahu. What the Balat Tanya is saying is that the Melech in the palace is not so accessible. Who can get in? It's the Kutz to get in. When the Melech is circulating amongst the people, he's like easy, he can walk right up them. And what's being expressed in an Elul, it's easier to understand that we're Shadet Hashem. He can walk right up. And he understands that. And he is Shadet Hashem. We're Shadet with our own stories, with our own difficulties. It's not ignoring the challenges and the silliness. And it means in a very... The mistake as if Elul, like if a Bachar is in Yeshiva in a certain intensity, to me it's harder to reach Elul there. He could have Elul too, it's harder, it's more complicated. Because Elul talks to every yid where you are, at your place of work, in your standing with your family, it talks to me and you with all going on in our life, the challenges, our own patterns, our own difficulties, but I'm shayach to Kiddush Shemayim. Hashem wants me and my avodah. Judgment says that to a person. Din says that to a person. I said it over here before, and I'm talking too long because I want to sing. I'm not going to go to sleep until we sing. I want to sing to Zav, and I want to be in the right, let's say less, and be where we are. But I told you many times, and I repeat it because in the times of Din, when I moved here 25 years ago, so we were in Yeshiva, I brought 20 bucks and 20 older guys, right? Kelsey brought 20 younger guys. There were 40 bucks in Yeshiva. He had brought 20 younger guys. Mr. Vinus was amongst them. I brought 20 older guys. Dr. Yaakov Metz is when we came with 20 older guys, and we were going to learn Torah. I remember during Maariv one night, I was talking during Kaddish, I was going to speak after Maariv. I wanted to speak to a lot of people, I should feel good. So I was telling the guys during Kaddish, I'm speaking right after Maariv. So one of the Bachar I brought, a very special guy, he says to me after your life, he said with complete tenemus, he wasn't like getting Muslim to him. He was like studying me, ready here. So you could talk like with Tzarech HaRav, and he was Adon Na'alah. And I was wrong to talk. And it hit me. I was learning in Eretz Yisrael on my own. A guy was like studying me. The guy was like, I suppose you were allowed to talk to a guy. He was full Ernst Kettle. And it was such a lesson that somebody studying you, he holds like, you're like Cheshvin in what I'm doing. It was a tremendous, tremendous schism. you know, somebody thinks I'm like worthy of cheshbon, and they, what do they see? The Rebbe Shalom sees that in all of us. He mamish didn't say something, didn't say, it's taken me, my own name is Daniel, the Daniel, and I thought that there's a tremendous, tremendous chizuk in there, tremendous, to somebody you don't expect anything from, to somebody you have no expectations, you have no belief in, there's no day, there's no sitting down, there's no accountability, you don't think they're shy of anything. There's a tremendous sense that Rabbi Shalom tells every single year, there's a Kiddush Shemayim that you're shy of, to a tremendous Kiddush Shemayim. And it's days, you make slippers, Rosh Hashanah, and that's there to make sure, and it's different. Precious days that explode. Everybody likes sukkahs. Every youngsters like sukkahs. When we're older, we have that sukkahs is an explosion that comes from your Yemei, from Rosh Hashanah, from Yom Kippur. So I started these days with the Tefillah to Hashem, that all of us, these days to plug into these days, and Melech HaSadr, the days of Chappin, there's an Avodah, there's a light. And we have in Malach Hashanah, we have a space, we have a place. There's a line Chazal say that a Moli Malchus, without a Melech, vicious Riyayim Haim, while the people would swallow each other up. So there's one way of understanding that Malchus creates like police. So people don't beat each other up. There's a Melech. And the Malchus creates, without a king, is anarchy. People just act wild, doing what they want. The Melech keeps the peace between people. To me, what shot deeper than that is that Malchus does. What Malchus does is it gives a space to each person in the Melech. There's a space. There's a purpose. There's a meaning to each person. The Kiddush Shemayim. People don't beat each other up because Malchus gives a space to each person. It calls and invites each person that this Mamash of Kiddush Shemayim that's designed for us. It's designed for us uniquely. So this, we have a little bit more of El Baruch Hashem, a beautiful month. A month on El Chassad, which means it's a struggle for a year to have that he's shayach to Hashem. Hashem is approachable. It means it's shayach for a year to have that he's shayach to Hashem. And we start tonight coming from Shabbos, starting to be until Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem, which will come a week from Monday night, Be'ez Hashem will have you made slippers. And we have Rosh Hashanah, that's there to be true. I wanted to sing together with the Radich was digging. But Rabbi Yitzchak was busy during Elul. He was circulating amongst Am Yisrael. That was his Elul. He was traveling around to cities, and he would just meet with Yidden. He'd go to Yidden. By the time he was on Elul, Rosh Hashanah, many, many hundreds of Yidden would follow him to hear the Shofar. They'd hear the Shofar. When he saw a Yid with his Einayim, a Yid felt what the Radishma saw in him, that a Yid is precious, the Am Hashem. And a Yid means something, and a Yid felt that the Radishma served him. So I want to sing his song, and this Chostat Tzadik, we in this Sefer, our family should have sense that our avoid is wanted, that our avoid is necessary. I said pshat, and maybe we'll sing that too. I said pshat in the words Mashreni, Shershiru. Mashreni, Acharech, and Arutza. Mashreni, when Hashem pulls us close, when we have this virus that our avoid is wanted, Acharech, and Arutza, we'll run after Hashem, we'll run through mountains, we'll do anything. When we have this sense, I have an Ur, I have a beautiful life, I have a Kiddush Shemayim to make, in my own unique, my own important way, Acharech HaNurus will run after Hashem. Otherwise, the young, if you could start with our Dichter, we should put the Tefillah, we should be Zaycha to plug in. The Zchus Tzadik, we should be Zaycha to plug in to this Mitzvah that every Yid has a tremendous, tremendous Ur, tremendous light, tremendous space to Kiddush Shemayim to burn. The young, Ilalai,
Oh, yeah.
been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.